Merry Christmas to all of those out there listening to my voice. This is such a marvelous time of the year. I just love this time of the year for so many reasons. The expectant faces of the young children who we look into their eyes and we see such beauty and joy. The scenes around the manger, the story of the Christ child, all of it is just so beautiful. And it has a very special place in my heart. As I was preparing for the show today, Yeshua told me that he wanted to give a message. The message has to do about this next year that is in front of us, 2008. Also, there is some information about the energies and the gifts that are available at the end of this year and the reason why. And if that wasn't enough, my friends, he said he would be here to answer your questions. And so with that in mind, I'm going to begin the prepared message that Yeshua gave me just this morning. We are very near to the date considered to be my birthday, Christmas. Though know that this was chosen by the Catholic Church and really isn't my birthday. However, this is a very special time, as appointed angels have been gathering graces, which we will call dispensations, and they have been doing this all during the present year. These graces and dispensations will alleviate what some call karma, though I don't especially see it in this manner. In my viewpoint, karma is a natural return, which I would consider resulting from deeds and thinking. With that thought in mind, these deeds and thoughts could be positive, or they could call for returns and actions that would be considered painful. This grace of which I speak is a dispensation from results that you have earned through negative thinking and negative deeds. These deeds in which I speak of are usually the result of a lack of love and consideration for someone else. Humans have earned these results or returns, both positive and negative, but this time of the year, you can ask for a dispensation from certain results that would be unpleasant for you. You have only to ask your guardian angel, and they will put into place the necessary request to the higher forces that opens such a gateway. You can also go to your higher source yourself. This higher power has many names. Some call this force God, Allah, or Yahweh. It doesn't matter the name, but rather the idea that you consider yourself bending the knee to a higher source than yourself. These opportunities are available to you now, so ask for them. This was an important message that I wanted to give you today, but there is something else that is on my mind also. This is news for the next year, 2008. Already there are messages moving around on the internet mouthing dire forecasts for the year coming up. Know that there are possibilities, yet these possibilities can be changed through the thoughts and consciousness of humans themselves. This is a time of energy that is different from any other time in history. Humanity has cried out for change over the many centuries of time, and it seems to them that there has been no change as requested. We can tell you that this energy wasn't on your planet earlier, and now it is. It is just that simple. What couldn't be accomplished in the past can be accomplished now. This message is one of hope, to let you know that all things are possible. Existence on this planet has been called a game, and it has been in a sense. Whatever you have called it and how you have played it, the experience as you know it is coming to an end. Now, that end does not have to be tragic. The end will reflect what is in your heart and what is in your mind, as that is your reality. Perhaps you would disagree with this statement. If a hurricane is coming and your soul did not elect to perish in that hurricane, how would your consciousness change the event? I would answer this as the event might not be changed for the community where it will strike, but for the individual, it could change if the consciousness is there that the universe is a kind and loving place and one is safe. In that context, the individual wouldn't experience this event for many reasons, and only the soul might change how the event would be passed over for that individual. What I am saying is that there are realities within realities, and each individual has an individual reality as it plays out in the general reality. Each soul is a separate experience, resting in a general panorama of events. You see this every day, and you wonder why some people suffer and some do not. The choices of the soul are the guidance for the ego individual. It has always been so, and it is so today. This message is about the glory that is on the horizon. I say these things to you so you will not get caught up in wondering about your future, but rather asking how you can create your future. You create your future by first deciding what you want for yourself, and it is so. The new year is upon you, and at this moment, you may want to take a moment and decide what you want for yourself and your family. Do you want health, prosperity? Do you want love shared within your family and your circle of friends? Decide what is important to you and make the decision that you will accomplish this. Once the mind understands what you want, the wheels of manifesting your desires begin. What I would say is not to take life too seriously. Play and be in joy. Tomorrow is not fixed. What is fixed is in your heart and mind. This is a good time to inventory your belief systems. What you believe will manifest for you, not your neighbor, nor your relatives, but you. Seek the power of heaven within your heart. Take time to think of who and what guides you, and if you are allowing yourself to be guided by a higher force, whether that force is called all there is or simply God. Know that I am with you. I promised that I would be with you when all of us first came to earth. Call on me and my mother. We are within the whispers of your heart. Blessings, joy, and peace. Yeshua. And so, my dear friends, I think this message was very opportune, considering the messages that I have received in email, which voice so much possibilities of the tragedies for tomorrow. And I hope that you will listen to Yeshua's message when this show is put up in the archives. Listen to it, because it is your heart and your mind that determines your reality during this next year. It is only time for us now to decide what our future will be for ourselves. And so, my dear friends, Yeshua has suggested to me that he would be available if people wish to call in. I will field your questions to him. And our number here is 877-876-5227. And so, my friends, if you have no question for Yeshua at this time. Apparently we do. And your name, caller?
My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. It's good to hear from you, dear. Wasn't that a beautiful message?
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was. I was going to say Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. And I thought Yeshua's message was really appropriate for today.
Oh, yes, it is.
Because there's already people already out there drumming up the drums of fear. And we should have no place in our heart for fear.
That's exactly true.
So, Brian, did you have a question, or did you just want to share some thoughts with the audience, or did you want to talk about some of your own Christmases past and how you celebrated Christmas?
Well, kind of both.
Okay.
When you read that about Yeshua's birth, it is true that his real birth, as he stated, wasn't on what we call Christmas now.
December 25th, right.
Right. I'm trying to clean my throat here. By the way, according to the Urantia book, his birth was at high noon on August 21st, 7 B.C.
August 21st at high noon. Okay.
Yes. At 7 B.C. Just to let those people astrology, if they want to play around with that.
And I'm assuming
that
this is in the area of his birth and what does...
Oh, yeah, all that is correct. Yes.
And where does the Urantia book tell us that Yeshua was born? Or don't they say?
On the outskirts of Bethlehem. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
And so,
anyway,
you said this was on August 21st at high noon at...
7 B.C., August 21st.
Okay, at 7
at noon,
B.C. Mm-hmm.
7 B.C. Remember it went backwards in B.C. time?
Yes.
The calendar, yes.
Well, this should be interesting if some astrologer is out there.
If they want to play around with that. I think the Catholic Church would be a little in an uproar, but that's fine.
In an uproar?
Let them play with that.
In an uproar in the sense that they are being contradicted as far as the date of birth? Is that what you mean by being in an uproar?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well...
But that's okay. I mean,
you probably know why that date was chosen, don't you?
But the thing about so magical about that, well, because it's close to the change of a new year, but I think Christmas, it fits it perfectly anyway, however they wanted to choose this, because, you know, in a way, Christmas, you know, with the snow and everything, it just makes it more magical, you know?
Yes, and apparently you live in an area where they have snow. Of course, everyone doesn't live in that area. What is so magical about Christmas, Brian, is it is a time when people open their hearts.
That's the main reason.
Exactly. Yes, they open their hearts.
It's the giving, to share.
Yes.
To
family members, to those who are not family members. Some of them open their hearts to strangers.
Yes,
and to me, it is the opening of this heart and the sharing and the joy in coming together with others that is so beautiful. To me, that is what Christmas is.
Yes. Can you imagine if that was every day? I'd love to have that every day.
Well, you know, that really is the goal, Brian.
It is. We're moving toward that.
Yeah, to have this every day, to be able to live from... the heart that is open. Let me ask you a question about this. When I suspect that perhaps you have analyzed this or noticed this, when your heart is open and you feel it expand, and you might even feel it moving up to a higher level, it is a level of joy, and you know when you reach that you are in a different place. I suspect that you have noticed that and analyzed that, haven't you?
Yes, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mind's constantly, how do you say, it doesn't rest that very often.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something I need to work on. But I have been. I've noticed some magical things have been happening around me and around my house and
mm-hmm.
some pretty neat stuff. But I had a question for Joshua.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
I thought you had all the answers in your books that you've been reading.
Oh, no.
Well, what's the question?
Well, I guess it's not so much a question. I guess it's a statement.
Okay. Well,
but I'd like to hear his response after I just say this, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And he's listening. He's here with you right now, is he?
He is next to me here.
Okay. Dear Christ Michael, I love you, my brother. And for the whole world, I thank you for choosing this planet for your seventh and final bestowal. Thank you. Much love and light to all. And that's all I have to say, Carolyn.
Well, before I pass this over to him to get his reaction, I would like to comment on this myself. On one of the conference calls that we had done, whoever has the conference call, you might say that particular individual is in charge, and on this particular conference call, Yeshua was in charge of the call, and he was talking about how we had all come in agreement to help build this world eventually. And one of the people on the call asked and said, well, when did we do this? And he showed me this scene that was all of the elder brothers who had come together. It was the Elohim. He was there present at this table, and they were reviewing how the world would come into form, how it would operate, mm-hmm. what was going to be the game plan, so to speak. And as each one of the members went back to whatever planetary system they came from, they had brought with them those who had volunteered or were sort of told, well, we need your gift here, and they came.
Yes.
And they all came in agreement, and there was great joy, and there was great love. And so there was this gathering of so many souls from throughout the cosmos who came to this place and helped set up this particular solar system in the manner in which it operates. And so
That's right. It
goes back to that time, Brian, when...
Yes.
You might say the message went out, and it was a glorious time. And I saw all of these beings sitting around what seemed like a board, what they might have in the boardroom.
Like a council.
Yes, it was.
Divine council.
And all of the beings were there, and yes, there was this great light coming off from each being, and the light was so great, Brian, that you could not see features beyond it other than it looked like what would seem like a big teardrop of light that was present in each one of the chairs. It was quite a remarkable...
That's beautiful.
Yes,
yeah.
It was quite a remarkable telling.
You know, Carolyn, not too many people see what you can see, and that is amazing how you're describing that, because the listeners out there, that is so beautiful.
Thank you, Brian. It is how we conduct a conference call.
Yes.
As the beings come and are joined on the conference call with all of those who participate, I describe this as they show it to me, because the one of the objectives is so that people can see into the next dimension and actually see the beings themselves and work with them. And so
yes.
you don't see it right away, but what
right.
happens...
You can feel it, you can sense it, and then yes. you'll be able slowly, as time goes on, develop it, yes.
That's exactly how it works.
Uh-huh.
And this, what we are finding is that people who come to the conference calls and who stay with it start very slowly seeing and hearing and feeling the energies, definitely, and
mm-hmm.
Starting to see the colors. It is a beautiful thing watching people open. So I'm going to turn this over to
yes.
Yeshua.
Thank you.
And before I do, might you not say that, make that statement one more time?
Again?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think it's good for people to hear this.
Dear one, Christ Michael, thank you, dear brother, for coming to this planet, for choosing this planet as your seventh and final bestowal. To help all to open their hearts. Thank you, dear one. Much love and light to all.
He, at this moment, Brian, is not answering with words. What he is showing me is a picture. Sometimes they choose to answer verbally.
Yes.
And sometimes they choose to send an image because the image is so much more meaningful than our English vocabulary. And at this moment, he is showing me a picture of you, and you are posed as kneeling on one knee, and the other knee is not on the ground, so to speak, but kind of up, if you know what I mean, by kneeling
yes.
on one knee.
Yes, yes.
And your arm is resting on that one knee that is not on the floor, and your head is bent over a little, as if you are offering this to Yeshua. And he stands in front of you, Brian, and he has his two hands on the top of your head. And as he is doing this, he is looking upward. And as he is looking upward, there is white light that is coming down, and it is coming down in what looks like an undulating wave pattern. And as it moves closer to him, it makes this movement, like I said, it is undulating, it is very white, and it comes through his hands, and I see it moving into your crown chakra. And as it moves into your crown chakra, it is then moving through all of the different parts of the system. I can see the white light of energy moving through the veins, through the blood system. I see it right now, the white light pumping through your heart. I see it circulating through your entire body. And as it circulates through your entire body, and it made this circle, it then is going out through your feet into the planetary system, where it is moving down to the center. And as the white light moves down to the center, there is a crystal formation there, which is two triangles on top of one another, that people know this imagery very well, because that is the crystal center. And as it hits the crystal center, this white light then bounces up off of that configuration, and it moves up into the grid system, where it is almost like an electrical charge, and the grid system right now is pulsating with this white light. And he says, with that, Brian, I am watching the grid system pulsate, and he is saying to you, bless you, brother, in return.
Thank you.
Now, what I want you to do is rest for a second in those energies, because I know that you feel this throughout your entire body.
Oh, I do. My crown chakra's on fire.
This was not something that...
I can feel it.
Uh-huh. This was not something just that I saw. This was something that is resonating through your body even now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep my composure.
You don't have to.
It's so beautiful. It brings me almost to tears, but I thank him so much.
Oh, yes. There is nothing like tears of joy.
Well, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carolyn, thank you, dear one. And you have a wonderful and Merry Christmas.
And you too, Brian. I wish you peace and joy, and may your journey be as brilliant and loving in the future as it is right now.
And much love and light to all others.
Indeed.
Well, bye-bye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye-bye.
And so, my friends, that was a beautiful exchange. And perhaps you want to just sit back and listen to what others have to say, or perhaps you wish to join us. And if you wish to join us and offer your thoughts on the occasion, or you have a message or a question that you wish for us to connect with Yeshua in this regard, our number here is 877-876-5227. And we have another caller, and your name?
Rosemary.
Oh, hi, Rosemary. I'm so glad you're on board. I just love hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Just exquisite for all of us to see the what the blessing of gratitude brings to each soul and how it's returned so manyfold.
Yes. Now, Rosemary, were you able to pick up on some of those energies and feel them yourself?
Yes.
I figured you would. You're no slouch in that department.
Well, the message this morning was just incredible and delightful, and telling us that we do have the power and we don't have to suffer the pain and the karma.
That's right.
I just want to thank him for that. I see so many people now who are facing things that have been long put off as far as being processed.
Yes.
And the grief seems to be almost in danger of overwhelming them.
Yes.
And I just want to, and I included myself in that prayer in case there's anything I forgot.
And perhaps that is the real Christmas message this year, Rosemary. Put down your crosses, be in joy, and do a little dance here. Because you are creating your own future reality.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it now.
Yes.
And the sooner we understand this, the better off we'll be. And so will the world.
Yes. We are creating this, and we can make it beautiful. And it's like this morning, we're in the middle of the Midwest, and I have a, like, 40-foot-tall Colorado blue spruce off the back deck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was swaying in the wind, the big trunk. And I said, okay, and said a little prayer and talked to the guardian angel of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a message back from the tree that said, I will stand.
I love it.
And that's how simple it is. And then I just quietly did my meditation and said,
mm-hmm.
What would you like me to do to be in service today? And I was told, well, since the wind is what it is, could you just extend that protection out beyond your own place to your neighbors.
Ah, beautiful. We are so powerful, Rosemary, and you know that. I know that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been human beings have been conditioned through so many years of pain and torture and domination that we started to believe it, that we were something smaller than what we really are. And now we've come full circle, and
mm-hmm.
it is time to again understand that what we hold in our soul is particles of source themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if we only accepted that and stop believing all the other nonsense.
I wound up saying to someone the other day who had strange circumstances in their upbringing, think of it this way. At last you are capable of saying, Mother Earth, Father Sky, I'm a child of the universe. And all of the conditioning that I ever learned from those people who were misguided has no longer any effect in my world or my thinking, because I know my lasting and true parents.
Well, Rosemary, thank you for bringing your wisdom
mm-hmm.
to this moment. And again, it is your wisdom is a perfect Christmas message to all those who are listening either now or in the archives. And I thank you, dear.
Thank you. And for all of us, I wish us to think a bright and a happy new year.
Yes.
And if we are feeling kind of crazy, we can ask for honest politicians in office.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
I think it would be a worthy thing to ask for.
Yes. I mean, I would like to see that every leader functions in the integrity that is meant to be leadership.
Yes, the world does need more integrity right now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and it will manifest because so many of us really, truly want that.
I would agree with that.
And so, I'm so pleased with the message, and I'm seeing that if we will tap into our power with respect and care, this whole wonderful thing will come about in such a wonderful way that it will be the amazement and the talk of the universe.
Well, beauty to you.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And there is nothing wrong with asking that the rough weather stay at least 1 mile above your home and hearth.
Indeed, Rosemary.
It has to clean up the atmosphere, but it doesn't have to go down and play with your roof.
It doesn't have to ruffle my feathers, huh?
No, it doesn't, dear. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, Rosemary.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, my friends, believe it or not, we don't have a lot of time left. And so if you wanted to call in and contribute to our Christmas show today, the number here is 877-876-5227. And I would just like to mention five words that was in Yeshua's message today. Play and be in joy. Think we can do that? I'd like to think that I could do that. Not take things too seriously. Play and be in joy. Tomorrow is not fixed. What is fixed is in your heart and your mind. Call in BBS Radio at 877-876-5227. And since we don't have a caller right now, I would like to talk a little bit about some of the things that have happened to me during the Christmas holidays. And perhaps it might bring some of the fun things that happened to you when you were growing up around Christmas time. I was just talking about this today. My mother would gather, like so many other mothers, do her Christmas shopping and gather all these items and put them in a place for Christmas, getting ready for Christmas. She'd do her baking, she'd buy her presents, put them in the closet. And I have to say that I wasn't a perfect little child. There were times when I would sneak in her bedroom in the closet when and take a little peek in there when she wasn't around. I couldn't wait for Christmas. So, you know, that sometimes backfires on you. So I opened the closet door, and there was this yellow knit shirt. And I thought to myself, oh, my golly, do I like that present. I can't wait to get that one. And here I am thinking about, oh, Christmas morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to open that box that has that yellow shirt in it. And I was just in such great joy. Well, would you know, lo and behold, in a couple days, I see my mother coming down the steps. She's wearing this yellow shirt. And I'm thinking, oh, my golly, she's wearing my shirt. That's what you get for opening up a hidden hiding place. What I thought was mine, I think it was mine. I was about taking the same size my mother did, and she just liked it so much, she decided to keep it. I kind of think that's funny, don't you? So if you have some Christmas memories that kind of backfired on you a little bit or could offer a little bit of light and laughter, give us a call, 877-876-5227. Now, perhaps there's not many people listening out there because this is a couple days before Christmas and they are all out there shopping. I hope you have your Christmas shopping done, but in case we don't have many people willing to call and share their Christmas stories or ask Yeshua some questions, I mean, what better opportunity do you have than to have the opportunity to ask the Master a question? So since that is not coming forward from the listeners at the moment, this will go in archive, and we will talk about another question. And I have mentioned this before because I do think it is so very, very important. This is from a reading. A lady had asked for a reading, and for those of you who might not be aware of this, I go to the Akashic Records in the center of the cosmos. This is the record of the soul from the time it was created until the present moment. And she had asked about health questions, and she wanted some insight into some health problems and the cure. And I read this yesterday because I'm so fascinated by the words, and I will read it again. They're talking about the body. The body in particular is a complex organism, and different parts are integrated together. And it takes the optimal cooperation among these systems to bring forth general health. The components are digestion, assimilation, elimination, right thinking, and by this we mean a base of joy in which the individual has the faith and confidence that the universe is a perfect place for providing everything that is needed. One must come from an overview of abundance and spirit, knowing that all will be provided, including health. And so that is the foundation. But what was added is, even though the physical body is a complex system, the body has all that is necessary to heal. It's given pure air, pure food, and that food is combined in a matter that makes it easy to digest and assimilate. And we have another caller, and your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I just want to know, I'm listening. You're wondering who's listening out there. I'm listening.
I figured they were all out there Christmas shopping.
I'm here. And I have a call for you, and question for Yeshua, please.
Yes.
I have been asking now for some time that my heart be the heart as his dear mother. I would love to have my heart be opened as his mother's heart. And I'm wondering if they hear this call, for that would, I would love to have that be my reality for 2008. And also, how does this work with karma? How can we, is karma standing in the way of this happening at all?
Okay, I have to understand exactly what you're asking. Now, I do understand the first question. The first question was, you want your heart to be open, and I gather you mean open to love, as Yeshua's mother's heart was open to love. Is that a fair statement?
That's right, and I've been asking in silent prayer for some time, and I'm wondering if they are hearing this. Yes.
And then the second part of that question, that's the part I'm not quite sure of. That is how it is related to karma. I'm not quite sure how an open heart's related to karma, unless you're thinking that my heart isn't open because of some negative karma. Is that what you're implying?
I'm just wondering. Yes, I'm wondering, can it be opened for 2008 fully?
Okay. Let's see what happens. I never know what the answer is going to be, Deborah, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep my mind as an open book and let them take over and bring forth their own information. So let's see what comes of this, dear. Give me a moment to tune in. Again, Yeshua is not giving a message. Rather, he is giving, he is showing me an image, because sometimes the thought is so profound that it cannot come through so much in our words, but rather in the images. And so he is giving me an image that he has showed us many times on the conference call, and he is standing there with the image of Christ the King. He has regal-looking robes. It is red. There is a very ornate golden braid around the sleeve. The sleeves are full. There is a white robe underneath this outer covering of this, like I said, this very regal cloak that is over this white robe. The gold braid goes all the way down to the bottom, to his feet. I don't see the feet. The robe covers it. There is a golden cincture rather than a belt, a cincture in the sense that it is a round rope-like kind of belt. Has tassels on the end that secures the body at the waist. He has a beard, not a real long beard, kind of open in the center because there's ringlets on. It's like two points instead of one point. Ringlets on the end. The complexion is very clear. He is very close to me, so I can see his gaze through eyes that he's showing me first that the eyes being brown, that is what most people expect of him because they consider him from the area of the country where he would have brown eyes, and now he is showing me the eyes as they really were. They were blue. And the hair, he is showing me first as being dark. That, again, is what people perceive he would appear to be. And he is showing me this lighter hair. And on his head is the crown that kings would wear, very royal, very regal. And as he has shown us so many times, in his left hand, there is an emblem of the earth, and the earth is revolving. I can see the continents as the planet is moving. It is on its axis. And in his right hand, there is the scepter. And he says of this that he speaks with authority. He speaks with the authority of the king that this is his domain and that one can trust his words, that he always speaks truth. And as the king, he is speaking now to you. He takes the scepter and he moves the scepter over to your heart chakra. And so I say to you, can you feel that energy as it moves through his scepter into your heart center?
Yes, I can.
And he is asking, as you feel this energy, what color is it?
I'm seeing a lot of pink and white.
Yes, the pink, the white, and behind that there is gold. Do you see the gold? It's like
mostly the pink
tinges.
And the white.
Huh?
Mostly the pink and the white. And I'm starting to see the gold now.
Ah, yes. It's like tinged. I guess it had to take time to get through me to you. Tinged in the gold. And he is saying, as this energy is coming through to you, that the first thing that is necessary is the desire, the command. And you have the desire, and you have commanded this, and nothing is impossible that has begun with the mind in a heart of love. And you do have that. It has been given. This is your path. And you are walking in the middle of the road, and you do not quite see the end of the journey, but know that the journey that you have begun upon ends in much brilliance and much, and he is showing me now what almost looks like a 4th of July celebration, fireworks. Going on in all different directions, shooting out, and I see your soul walking along this path. And it is a brilliant, brilliant ending. And he says, you were born with this desire to love, as it is the manner in which your soul was created. And we are here. We are here. We are no further than the whisper in your heart.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Carolyn. That feels wonderful. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Wrap that up and put it in your stocking.
Exactly. Oh, and I hope you felt it just as much as me.
Well, they're shielding me from it right now because I'm still healing from some of the energies, and they have told me that for a while yet they will be shielding me from the energy. So I am passing this along. They are holding the space now instead of having me hold the space. And so, Deborah, your beautiful heart is awakened. It is throbbing. I am seeing this in the love that you truly are, and have a wonderful holiday and blessings to you, dear one.
Thank you, Carolyn. Bye-bye now. Thank
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. So, my friends, we have 5 minutes before the end of the program. Can you believe an hour goes by that fast? And if there's someone who wants to come on board to be able to touch the Master and have him touch you, the number here at BBS Radio is 877-876-5227. Call in now for your gift. And it is true, we are all gifted in this moment in time. In so many levels, we are gifted. And I would like, since we do not have someone calling in right now, I would like to take a moment and thank all of the loyal listeners who have supported our shows on Saturday, every other Saturday, on the Sundays, and on Wednesdays with Cosmic Connections. This year has been a marvelous journey. I have enjoyed it immensely, just to be able to serve. As I serve, I join with you in your joy and in your awakening. And so this has been so remarkable for me because I have watched so many of you grow and develop and see the love ties between all of you, your love for the earth, your love for the Masters, your love for the Archangels. I got to chuckle a little as I said that. I was not aware that Archangel Mikael is here also. He is showing me his sword. I see the brilliance of the blue stone that is in the hilt of the sword. And he is saying he came just to offer his blessings to all of his light workers. The light workers who are on listening to my voice, and also the light workers who will listen to the archive later when this is put up. He is adding that there will be a lot of turbulence brought before our eyes this next year coming up. And that is why it is so important to listen to Yeshua's message. Listen to it as many times as possible. Know that you do not have to be a part of any negativity in the world. Know that you are protected. Know that your thoughts, the wisdom of your soul, can lead you to the new world that is forming on the horizon. It will be a beautiful time. And I am here with my sword. I am here with my warrior angels. Call upon them. I have given them to you for your assistance. Do not forget them. Also, do not forget the loyalty of your own guardian angel. Your angels work so hard for you. And so with that, he has finished his message. Yeshua has finished his. And I say to you as we end this show today, have a spiritual Christmas. Know that behind all the hoopla, what the real message is. And for those of you who feel that you need some sort of help, consider having a reading done at carolynevers.com. This comes from the cherubimic realm, and when I deliver the reading, I also put it on a CD, and you can pick up the energy from the cherubim. So, good night for today. We will be back next week, in love and light. Blessings that I extend, my own personal blessings to each of you. And I think of you often, and I love you dearly. Goodbye for now.